Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast, where we provide you practical strategies and actionable tactics to improve how you lead at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer, executive education adjunct professor, team development workshop facilitator, speaker, and leadership coach. Today, we're closing up our series on executive presence. We're getting to the heart of executive presence, which is emotional engagement. This is where leadership transcends competence and authenticity to inspire, connect, and transform how you relate to your team. Join us as we explore what emotional engagement means for you in the context of executive presence, how you show up as a leader, and how you can harness its power to become exceptional day in and day out. Let's dive in. Emotional engagement, in leadership specifically, is about connecting with your team on a deeper level. It's about understanding their emotions, their motivations, their aspirations. Time and time again, research and surveys have shown that one of the top indicators of job satisfaction and engagement at work is an employee's relationship with their direct supervisor, their team leader. These relationships at work impact how your members of your team show up, how they perform, how they engage, how they communicate. Are they giving their best? We work for people. People will remember not what you said. They will remember how you made them feel. And this is why emotional engagement as a leader is at the heart of executive presence. Imagine a leader who not only inspires trust, but sparks enthusiasm, shows genuine care, genuine concern for you as a human being, and not just a cog in the great machine. I've had several occurrences throughout my career where I've had the opportunity to engage emotionally. When I first started out as a leader, this was not easy for me. I thought leadership was about getting results, getting the best with your team, putting who you were away when you walked in, and showing up and doing a job. What I learned over 20 plus years in leadership is it's about people. And when you put people first, the results will come. Sometimes that may mean pulling somebody aside and having a deep level conversation. I had a team member once who was having a horrible day. They were new, they'd been with us about a year and a half, and 99% of the time the person was upbeat, happy, got assignments done early, blew away expectations. This person was a top performer on your team. You wanted to clone that person and make four or five of them. Now, fortunately, she had some peers that were concerned. One of her peers came to see me and said, "Hey, can you check on this person? I think they're having an off day." I said, "Sure, absolutely, no problem." So I went back, and they worked in a cubicle area. I went back and asked the person how they were doing. And you could tell they were a little bit down. So I stopped and paused and had some chit chat. "Hey, what's going on? How are you?" And the person just didn't want to open up. Now, understanding situational awareness as part of being emotionally intelligent, I realized that probably wasn't the best setting to have that conversation. So after my initial check on the person, I wanted to dig a little bit deeper. So I got back to my office and I called the person on the phone. I asked them to come back to my office. So I brought them off stage. When the person arrived at my office, I got out from behind my desk and I sat at a round table that resides right in my office. So I took away a barrier so that this person felt safe. I asked if it was okay if I closed the door. They said yes. And then I said, "How are you feeling right now?" And you could see that question triggered a little bit of that guard to come down. I'm okay. You know, things aren't going very well. That was my cue. I made this person feel safe. I made them feel comfortable, and I gave them the opportunity to engage on an emotional level while I engage with them. I asked, "If you want to, you've got my ear, my full attention. How can I help you?" And the person unloaded. Their spouse was deployed overseas serving in the Army. They had a newborn at home. Their parent was ill. The newborn was sick. Everything that was affecting this person on a human level was brought to the table. And they started to cry. They started to unlock that emotion. Now, I had a choice as a leader. I could get a box of tissues, tell them to clean themselves up. I'm sorry that they're going through it, but we all go through things, and send them on their way. Or I could connect. I could listen. I could give that person space so that they could overcome whatever they needed to overcome. I chose to sit with that person for the next 45 minutes, listen, ask, show concern. It had nothing to do with work, and it had everything to do with work because we're human beings. Being able to understand and read people, to understand and be aware of what others may be going through, whether inside or outside of work, and giving them the space that they need to have a conversation, to let them vent to somebody who they may just need to vent to, let them open up. That's where putting people first is a spotlight of emotionally engaging as a leader. We were able to work through this situation. That person felt 10 times better, and I was able to point them to a few resources that they did not know existed that might help them through the time that they're having. I got a follow-up message the very next day, thanking me for taking the time, thanking me for giving them space to feel safe and comfortable to let go of the emotional baggage they were carrying. Leadership isn't always about results, key performance indicators. Leadership is about people and engaging emotionally with people. That's what matters most. Reading a room, understanding what your team needs, tailoring your message, taking time to be the executive and have the presence of mind to be aware and act on those. Put people first and the results will come. When you become an emotionally engaged leader, you create a workplace where your people feel valued, where they feel heard, where they feel inspired. You continue to foster a sense of belonging and a shared sense of purpose within your team. And when team members feel like they belong, that they're included, that they're connected, performance will go through the roof. Embracing emotional engagement in your executive presence can help you tap into the incredible potential of yourself and your team, but you have to be comfortable opening up. And once you do, the results will be remarkable. Now let's look at ways that you can infuse and practice emotional engagement with your team so that you can have it and cultivate it through your executive presence. One, practice empathetic listening. Seek to understand. Ask open-ended questions. Really get to the heart at not just of what is being said, but get to the heart of the intention behind it, the emotion behind it. There may be something deeper in the conversation than what is merely being said verbally. When you listen empathetically, you have to utilize your emotional intelligence. You put yourself in the other person's shoes. You understand why. You ask how questions. This shows a level of care, but it will also take a high amount of energy for you as a leader. So make sure you're doing it in the right setting and scheduling and setting time aside to engage emotionally, to be empathetic. Number two, get perspective. Ask open-ended questions from your team. Demonstrate that their input matters. Getting perspective is different than taking perspective. Taking perspective into account is still a self-centric point of view. When you get perspective, when you ask people, what do you think about that? And you allow them to express themselves without injecting your opinion, without injecting your perspective on things, you truly get their perspective. To do that, you have to be emotionally engaged because people have to feel comfortable opening up and being candid with you. Foster a positive work environment. When you encourage a culture of vulnerability, of positivity, of appreciation and recognition, you celebrate achievements, you celebrate milestones, not just achieving work results. I'm talking anniversaries, birthdays, weddings. Make the hard phone call when a team member of yours has a family member that passes away. That's a difficult, uncomfortable call to make, but it has paid dividends to me and my team so that they know We're not just here when things are good. We're here when you need us most. When someone's suffering a loss in the family, a simple 3-minute phone call to genuinely show your care and concern and let them know we're thinking of you. Don't worry about work. We've got it covered. You focus on what matters most. That is emotionally engaging leadership. Embrace vulnerability. Share your struggles, share your challenges, share mistakes that you have made. This shows that to your team that you can make mistakes and still overcome them and achieve success. It fosters a culture where mistakes are acceptable and people can talk openly about them, why they occurred, what they're feeling around it, and then move forward without carrying the excess baggage. Offer support and development. When you show your team that you're invested in their growth and development by giving them opportunities to train, to attend well-being events, to attend professional growth events, it shows that you care about them, not just for the job they're doing today, but the role they may be playing in the future. When you invest in your team's professional growth, you invest in their lifetime career progression. Emotional engagement, it is the heart of executive presence. It's about connecting authentically with your team, inspiring them to give their best, and fostering a workplace that's highly sought after, where people know they are cared for and supported by others. Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here at the Loop Internet Studios. If you enjoyed today's episode, please save it, share it with your friends, share it with your fellow leaders. We also want to hear from you. Give us a review, send a comment, send a topic, anything you might be interested in hearing in future episodes. You can find us across all of our social media platforms. If you're a business owner, a leader, a team member, and you're curious about curated training solutions to improve your team for the better, I would love to personally work with you. Reach out to me at will@onthestacks.com, or you can also find me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.